The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The ship rode the waves in Cape Cod Bay in a restless sort of way. The voyage just completed had lasted 66 days. The last 6 weeks had been in unbelievable storms. At one point, the Mayflower had nearly gone to the bottom. Only by a miracle was a broken beam repaired with the tool that was supposed to have been left on the dock in England. There were other difficulties, and the hard voyage had left the pilgrims sea-weary and sick. And yet, before they got off the ship, a document must be written and agreed upon by all those who would be making their home in America. The document would come to be known as the Mayflower Compact. It would declare the laws they would live by and how they would be governed. Common men established their own government, and those governmental principles made America the oldest living republic in world history. This government form was not new to the pilgrims, though it was not the form of government used in their previous homeland. They were familiar with it because it was their form of church government. Their pastor, John Robinson, had taught it to them from the Bible, and they'd walked in this type government in their church for 15 years. And now, all who agreed on the form of civil government they would use and the laws by which it would be operated should be allowed an equal voice in it. They believed this because they discovered that the Bible taught that all governmental authority came from God. And since they'd come to let God live inside them, they believed that He could rule through them by their voice and their vote. Their town meetings, as they would come to be called, would be the voice of the people discussing and choosing the laws they would live by. Some have called these town meetings pure democracy, but this shows their ignorance of the ideas by which the pilgrims lived. In reality, this was the democratic element of a republic at work. In other words, the people were choosing laws which had their foundation in the law of God. These New England settlers understood that their laws must agree with the law of God or they were not valid. As the renowned political thinker our founding fathers so respected, William Blackstone, would put it, "No human law should be allowed to contradict these," referring to the laws of the Bible. This is why our founders would take such offense to the taxes that the King of England insisted they pay in the days just before the American Revolution. Those taxes were established without the consent of those who would have to pay them. Thus, their outcry, "No taxation without representation." The elitist of today love to tell those of us who believe the Bible that our vote doesn't count. They'd love us to think we can't make a difference. However, Kentucky's elections last November prove what a lie that is. And the Republican presidential caucus is coming up in Kentucky on March 5th. If you're a registered Republican in Kentucky, this will be your only chance to help decide who the 2016 Republican candidate for president will be. Stand up to the elitists who want to establish their socialist dictator and destroy our religious liberty. Go vote, and urge others to vote. Remember, the Bible says, "The Lord is our lawgiver." Should we let those who hate God and the Bible decide the future of our children in this commonwealth? Then be like the pilgrims. You establish government by voting. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. If you'd like to receive a free copy by email of this and other Think About It messages, just go to heritageministriesky.com and ask for it. That address again is heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.